what the show you tell me is hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report here, folks. For you folks out there scrambling around for the shortwave frequency, David, if you can hear me down there at WWRB, we need that 50-50 for that second hour. I'm sure he's making the adjustments right now. Let's go back to the phones with my guest today, John Ainsworth, Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall.
Hello there, John. And John, I think that people didn't call in because there was so much good information coming over the air that they just didn't want to call in. That's the way I felt. But I do have one point to add. I heard John there. You said that somebody would have to sit back and watch you walk on water. That's what they were waiting for. And I don't think you can, and I don't think I can. But if you do, well, I'll follow you. So,
I hope I didn't offend anybody out there, because that wasn't blasphemous. But you know, Randall, the point is that look, I can't be the end all be all, and I can't be the Pied Piper for all the people out there. What this is going to be, this is not a John Stadtmiller or John Ainsworth project per se. This is just putting together a coalition to allow the energy that it's pent up out there, the frustration that's pent up out there, to put it together in a format that's going to move this thing forward, take it out of the talking stage and move it into the action stage.
Absolutely.
Okay, Randall's gone. Randall hung up.
I guess he put his 2 cents worth in and left.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was on a cell phone. It just dropped on us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll call back here in a minute. I'll tell you what, let's go next to Paul in Texas. Hope you're not on a cell phone, Paul.
No, I'm not on a cell phone. Just got one thing to say, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
You want to get everybody's attention. All we have to do is implant the idea in Bush's head to implement a $2,000 extra facts for 06 and watch everybody wake up. That would bring everybody out of the corners and saying, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Hi. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thanks. I appreciate your call. I'm not waiting for bated breath for the next thing out of our president's mouth.
And I think everyone's jaded to taxes going up. I think if they were to go up $2,000 extra, people would just complain for about a week and a half and just say, I don't mind paying my fair share. This is a great country.
Well, you know, and John, you bring up a point here. I heard somebody the other day, it was in a gas station. Okay. Not off subject, but really to the point of what people will tolerate. And I actually had a guy standing in front of me to pay for his gas, his overpriced gasoline. And he said, man, I'm glad it's not $3 a gallon anymore. And it was down to $2.12 or $2.19 or whatever it was. And I just looked at this guy. I left him pass without any comment, but I just looked at this guy thinking to myself, oh, so if the boiling point of the oil is not 212 degrees and it's only 210, that he feels much better. You know, that was the mindset.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. No, here's the point. It could be a lot better. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Second hour, we're going to talk about... Well, John, I'll tell you what. I'd like to pursue this line of thought because, you know, we have people who have been involved out there in different things. How to fight traffic tickets in court. How to claim jurisdiction. How to handle the IRS people. I mean, we've got people out there that are trying to start up third parties. Michael Badnarik, I heard him on air today, and he's decided he's not running for president. He's going to run for Congress. Well, and that's fine. But I think what we're talking about here, folks, is rather than just running over here and garnering all kinds of support to try to fix this problem, and then we pull out the fire hose to go out and put out that fire before it burns down the rest of the forest. This is what we have been doing, and it has proved to be, in some cases, effective, but overall, I think it's a strategy for, how should I say, failure. What we have got to start doing, because they have the shop set up, folks. They've hung out their shingle. They're doing business. They're doing it every day. We get the business end of their business. We get stuck every time these people do a new thing, propose a new bill, add a new tax, whatever the case may be. We've got to get out of that mindset. And I'm with you, John Ainsworth, 100% on this. We have got to start collecting people in the various states, start to put together a coalition, start to build the membership out there, start to build the participation. I'm tired of talking about the problem. And I've demonstrated every single day by running this network how many problems we have out there. And it's an endless source of talk. But bringing people in that have not heard, but understanding that there's something wrong, but they have never heard the problems pinpointed, that is the first step. That's the class 101. Okay, well, for those that want to get past that class, graduate into the next class, that's what we're talking about here. So go ahead and put out your number again, and the website is ncrepublic.org. Next week I'll have Ed Waller on, and he's, by the way, struck a deal, I understand, John, with the publisher that I gave him.
Oh, great.
And his book will be forthcoming real soon. But, folks, I mean, this is serious stuff here that we're talking about. We're talking about our economic viability. We're talking about our liberty. If that's going to be possible in the future, and we better start laying the groundwork to combat what we're seeing right now and do it today. Otherwise, we're not going to be, they've even tried to shut us down even talking about it, John, you know, with their hate crime laws.
Right.
So we're in serious jeopardy. I mean, we're right on the brink of winking out forever. So it's time to stop talking about it, and it's time to start putting a plan of action together. So let's go back to the phones. Let's hear more from our listeners out there and their good ideas. But, folks, it's just not enough just to spew it on air and then just have it float out into the universe. We've got to take our words and put them into deeds, put them into action. Bill in Idaho, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
John kind of covered, or Mr. Ainsworth kind of covered one of my questions right off the bat when he said that he had had trouble getting back to people that sent emails because I sent him one after that show that he was talking about and never got a response. And that could be the reason.
Well, and I promise a response to all the people that have missed that on it. And I apologize for that.
No problem if you didn't get it. Another factor in there is I thought you might have thought because of the way I sent it, that it might be a fluke. And basically, if you did get it, you would know it because it's William Tell.
And I do remember that.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's not a fluke. And I do have a micro station here in northern Idaho, and I do want to get involved in what you're proposing to do.
Great.
I just need to get with you and get some information and how to get started, who's available around here that I can talk to, if anybody, or, you know, whatever you can do
right.
Would be most helpful.
Yeah, and like I said, if you'll call me, you can call me direct at my home. I actually do a whole lot better. You can get the information directly.
Okay.
It's more efficient. I'm not a big computer guy, so like I said, it's one of my weak points. But, yeah, and my home number, I'll put it out again, is area code 704. 563-4554. And for people in the North Carolina, South Carolina area, because I live in Charlotte, and Charlotte is right on the South Carolina border. We're only about an hour and a half from Columbia. We're having a North Carolina Republic meeting this Saturday up in Mooresville. And again, for anybody that wants to attend, it's open to the public. Contact me, and I'll email you directions on how to get there.
Well, I have a suggestion, Bill. Down here, they have a radio net. It's called Radio Free Austin, but it reaches Fredericksburg, San Antonio, Bastrop, Texas, Central Texas, Austin, Georgetown, Round Rock, whatever. But what they do is when there's a commercial that pops on from this network or another network, it doesn't matter, but take that commercial time that pops up and put your own ideas out there for a minute. Do a minute ad, let's say. Put that in the rotation and ask for people. Here's a number that you can call. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do it with your number, but a like-minded person maybe in your area when you turn one up. And have the phone calls go over to them. But to build that, start building that coalition from the listeners that you're touching today.
No, I don't have a problem with my number. As a matter of fact, I put my radio station number out all the time.
Well, there you go.
And I have not gotten any response so far, and I know there are a lot of people listening out here.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know. I keep asking them, you know, where are you? How are you picking me up? I'm getting ready to boost my power here in the very near future because I'm only pushing 10 watts right now, and I'm in a valley. As a matter of fact, I'm right below Jack McLam.
Okay.
And, you know, we lost Joe McNeil. He has other things that he has to take care of, so he hadn't been able to broadcast, so I kind of picked up the slack.
He's no longer broadcasting?
No, he bought an internet service, and now he's all tied up with that. So.
Well, I'm glad you're picking up the slack. He was the guy, he was the big micro guy out there.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, things come up, I guess, and, you know, you got to take care of your family, I suppose, is the way it goes.
Well, no, I mean, everybody has to eat.
Yeah.
If you don't eat, you can't breathe, and you can't...
I'm a retired building engineer, so I'm pretty well set in my life.
Well, maybe you can slide down the hill and go pick up Joe's... maybe you can go pick up his equipment since he's not using it.
Oh, I've got all the equipment here.
Oh, okay, good.
Gradually, I'm putting it in a line, but, you know, I wasn't ready to go up, and he was down... And we had nothing, so I just went ahead and threw it out there with what I had available.
Well, there's a perfect example. Well, you're not going out that far, obviously, but there's a perfect example, folks, that and I won't call it ball dropping. I mean, if he's got something else he's got to move on to, I mean, I guess that's fine. But here's a gentleman that saw the need and went out and filled the need. Now, that's what it's going to take. And I don't think... You know, my crack here, and I'll go back to it, the crack that I made about not walking on water. Folks, you know, we have got to be more involved. If we see something that the ball has been dropped, somebody's got to go over there and pick it up, just as this gentleman just did. So this is the mindset that we have to have. And you want to spread the word about what's going on? Why not put a micro station up where you're at? And I don't care if you live in a town that's only got a couple thousand people or you're living in a town that's got 50,000 people. We have got to be able to get this message out to them. They're not going to osmotically pick this up out of the air.
And also, John, if you know, if they want insight on where they can pick up a real nice transmitter, I know where they can get one. All they got to do is call me.
All right.
And I'm at 208-935-0323. That's the radio station number.
All right. One more time.
It's not area code 208-935-0323.
All right. Now, there's a man that's picked up the retired gentleman out there that's picked up the ball that was dropped. So you people out there in Idaho, you got your work cut out for you. Go to work.
Okay. That's about all I had.
Okay, Bill. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
You know, John, in microcosm, I want to talk about that for just a second, because in microcosm, that's what we need to exactly do.
Right.
Now, here was a man that was doing a service out there, did it for quite some time, did it well, but he has other interests. He had to move on to something else. But here was a man that saw what was working. He said, okay, that's an important thing. I'm going to go and reinstitute that and plug that back in. Folks, that in microcosm is exactly what has to take place. That if you see something that's not being done, rather than standing there just wishing and hoping and waiting for somebody to come along so you can join them, why don't you pick up that flag and you run with it and get people under that banner and let's get on with it. I'll continue talking as long as I see a need to continue talking and encouraging people and trying to bring them together. I will always be there. But if I've got the sense that people are no longer willing to do that, they have given up, I will not be here for you. It's as simple as that.
I think what you're talking about is what I used to call the dead cat syndrome. And the dead cat syndrome is when a cat gets run over in your front yard or in the street in front of your house, that all the people just walk by and say, man, someone needs to take care of this dead cat. You know, someone needs to get this dead cat out of here. And they look at it for days. And finally, it has to just come to someone's, you know, awareness that maybe that's my dead cat. Maybe I need to pick it up and do something about it rather than waiting for somebody else to do it.
There you go. Like herding cats.
herding cats.
800-313-9443. Richard and Gary, hang on. We got some lines open. Come on, folks. I mean, you're not going to wish this into existence. We've got to plan for it and put it into action. What do you have to say about the subject? We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The ragtag band declaring independence, laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades.
All right, we're back here. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. And, well, I got good news for all of us. None of us have to walk on water, and none of us have to be the hub of all activity. What we need are a million of us just taking some action and tens of us grouping together on these different issues. I got a message for Robert up there in Williamson County. Call Radio Free Austin, 828-7240, 828-7240. He sounds like he's ready to lead this group here locally. We'll get him messages up on the air, and we'll talk about his group and get him some meetings going.
Sounds like a plan, Richard. I appreciate that.
And so, and anybody that's interested in starting micros out there, not only locally but nationwide, the number is toll-free, 1-877-749-5736.
One more time.
That's toll-free, 1-877-749-5736. We got a lot of groups taking off. We got a Minuteman group fixing to crank up. We got a property rights group fixing to crank up. Boat Rescue started just last November. Soul Party doing their thing. That's, you guys are attacking this branch of the New World Order. It's a big, fat branch that needs to be addressed. Let's go pound on them, guys.
Many
See
more,
you later.
Many more hands make for light work. Thank you, Richard.
There we go. Thanks.
I appreciate your call very much.
Yeah, thanks, Richard.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I'll let that go without comment. Gary in Ohio. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, hello, John. I've listened to you on and off. I don't pick you up too good out here in Ohio. I guess we're in kind of a hole. I'm right up along the edge of Lake Erie.
Yeah, you are in a hole up there.
Yeah, and in more ways than one, with our government, it's just inconceivable. But, you know, you're talking about it's time to do something. And, you know, I've felt that for a long time. I've gone to different organization meetings, and they talk about educating the public and educating this and talk, you know, and you can't make an omelet without cracking eggs. I learned that much. It seems to me that something has to be done. The politicians.
Okay, I think we lost you. Gary, you still there? Yeah, we lost him. Gary, if you can still hear us out there. He, by the way, he was referring to the shortwave hole up there in eastern Ohio. For some reason, going from Lake Erie all the way down, you can divide the state just in half. And from Lake Erie all the way down to almost Cincinnati, it is a huge shortwave hole down there. I don't know why. I don't know if it has to do with the – I don't know what it has to do with, but satellite, too. People have problems with receiving even satellite signal down there. So I don't know. It's a phenomenon. Oh, we lost all of our phones? Groovy. Okay. It's the New World Order. They're coming to get me. No, at any rate, we'll get John Ainsworth back here in a second. Do we have any dial tones on any of those lines? Let's see what's going on here. Oh, it's coming back up. Okay, we'll get John Ainsworth back on. Folks, this is going to be part of my New Year's resolution. And it's, you know how we make resolutions out there, and we really, well, we kind of follow through, and it's good intentions and whatever else. Well, my resolution this year is to solidify this network so we're on solid ground, so we don't have the angst and the fear of not paying bills and getting shut off or whatever. Maybe we didn't pay our phone bill. Maybe that was it. No, but my resolution is to start instituting things that are real and solid and then seeing them move. And I, for one, I know many people have expressed the same thing to me. This gentleman, right before we got cut off, said the same thing. Talk. You can talk an issue to death, but until you roll up your sleeves, get in there, and start coming up with solutions to solve the problem never goes away. And for those that get involved and then want to do something and it falls apart and the resolution never comes to pass, these people, that bleeds energy off of them. It has a real debilitating effect on people. So, let's make the resolution, folks, this year. Let's just stop talking about it. Okay, and divide your talk up into, you know, talk is talk and it's communication. To get people involved with what's going on so they hear what's going on, that they know that other people, they're not there by themselves, tell them about this network. Give them a website. Call in, get one of our bumper stickers. Make them a part. Afford them the opportunity to come in and join the party. What the party is? No, we're not talking about highballs here and hors d'oeuvres. We're talking about the party to restore the Constitution once again in this country. And it can and will and must be done. So let's quit talking about it. Let's start doing it. Do I have John back?
I'm back.
There you are. I don't know
what happened, man, but I was gone.
Well, everybody left. I said to Wes, I said, you know, my one of my aims is to put this network on solid ground so we can move forward and, you know, pay bills and whatever else. And I said to my producer, I said, maybe we forgot to pay the phone bill. At any rate, we got Gary back in Ohio. We'll bring you back up after this break. LB in Wisconsin. And I see a number 3 that says 529. Is that a no-name person? Okay, no-name person. You too will be included. We'll be right back right after this short break.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I must apologize to the listeners out there. Our T1 keeps kicking out here. And we suspect that the T1 line is being rerouted to another satellite uplink, and they may be in there just monkeying around with it to do what they've got to do, but we haven't lost our 56K line since we instituted this network, and it's happened twice, and my producer tells me in the last couple of days, so just bear with us out there, folks. We apologize, and please do call back in, okay? So don't take that as a sign that we don't want to talk to you, because we certainly do. John, you're still with us, right?
Yeah, I just got back on. I did get kicked off again.
Well, is this a message? Is this the globalist plan to knock us off? No, I think it's just a technical.
We won't go that far.
No, I think it's just a technical difficulty. I have heard people say that, though, suggest that, you know, when a phone line goes dead or whatever. You know, John, the globalists really don't fear us because they don't figure we're strong enough yet. So it's not in the purview to go in and mess with communications just quite yet, because we're not big enough and bad enough, and we don't have enough high power attorneys to go in there and fight them. So they see us as a and I love their arrogance for this, because they don't know how many people are really waking up, which is a good thing. Arrogant people have a tendency to overlook that is which is right under their noses. So that's a good thing. You know, they love to bluster and fuster and all that other stuff and, you know, huff and puff and try to blow your house down, but it's a lot of hot air.
Right.
So, you know, I people have asked me before, John, geez, you take a lot of chances. Aren't you afraid for your life? No, I'm more afraid of living my life the way I'm living it right now than taking a chance to correct it.
Right, and that's one of the positions, you know, anytime you get involved in doing this type of thing, like going at a large scale or, you know, a very serious effort to remedy the problems, people feel that you should live your life in fear. And you've got to remember, I've been up front and doing this and sending notices to the government since 1997. So it's going on close to nine years, 10 years now.
Yep.
And so it's not, I mean, people have this fear that they're just going to come and just kick your doors down and do things. And we haven't got there yet. And people need to realize that. Now, it is working in that direction. And you were talking about having a resolution, and let's make a resolution this year to go out and do something. And remember what a resolution is. You're resolved to attain a goal. You're resolved to do something. You have a resolve in you to make it happen. I think New Year's resolutions are a little bit worn out in the fact that everyone knows we never do them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I'm not going to drink anymore and I'll never wake up on another hangover like this again in my life. You know, I mean, how many times have you heard that? You know, John, just until the callers call back in here, 800-313-9443, I heard a couple of talk show hosts talking about the Rose Bowl. Okay, it was the University of Texas and... let me see. It was University of Southern California, and it was a big deal. A lot of people were paying attention to it, and everybody had a good time and everything else. And I heard people making comments, well, sports are not my religion. No, sports were designed to do one thing, to divert and to entertain. But if that's what you are, a sports junkie, that's all that you do, and you know all the names and the stats of all the college players and all the NFL players and all that other stuff, well, then you need to get a life. You need to do something other than what you're doing. And I'll be honest with you last night, folks. I watched the University of Texas and the University of Southern California. It was a great football game. Now, did I spend any time thinking or talking about it today? Absolutely not. I was entertained for a couple hours last night. It was a great football game. You want to know why I like the game of football? And I'm a Lions fan, so you know how much of a loser the Lions are. A fan of is the base word. Fan is fanatic. Okay, so let's not get confused out there. But you got to understand something, folks. That just because you do a certain thing, everybody wants a cookie cutter way of people to do and to think. We are not that way. Let's accept the fact that we have a little differing viewpoints on this, that, or the other. The reason I like football, I'll give you the reason why I like football. You play it for 60 minutes, everybody has to play by the same damn rules, and there's a winner and a loser at the end of it, and that's it. That is my big attraction to the game of football. Do I watch basketball? Only if the Spurs are playing or the Pistons. Okay, so there you go. I watch a basketball game. Oh, my gosh, John is not serious about what he's doing. Look. You know, it is said the more complicated the mind, the more simpler the game. Now, I'm not saying I'm the most complicated and brainy person out there, but I need my diversion also from time to time. I don't do it through alcohol or drugs. You know, I don't pedal bicycles up and down 360 out here in Central Texas. So I've got my own diversion, but it's not my religion.
Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation. Let me tell you something, folks. When I was a kid, my daddy owned a bar. One time I worked for him in the summer. I used to clean his grill and do his dishes and all that stuff. I got into his cases of Coke. I drank so much Coca-Cola I had an allergic reaction to it, and I can remember my grandmother plopping me in a bathtub and just pouring calamine lotion off of me. Do I ever do that again? Absolutely not. I learned my lessons. Okay, the callers are back. Gary in Ohio, sorry about the phonus interruptus.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting paranoid. I'm kind of, the first time I call, it seems like...
You did it. We'll blame it on you.
No. I just have a feeling that there's a government employee out there in his jackboots with a pair of tin snippers on the phone wire. He don't want you to get through. But going back to what we were talking about briefly, you know, you're talking about, you go into these organizations and you hear this talk show, that talk show, and everybody's talking and talking. As long as we're talking, we're not doing anything.
That's right.
We're getting to the point, if you notice what's happening in the country, the credit card companies now have said, okay, we're going to raise your minimum. So that's going to force more people into bankruptcy. I can see that coming. Used to have 2 and 3 bankruptcies of houses in the newspaper every week.
Right.
Now we have 2 and 3 pages. Car companies are closing up. The more and more cars are not being sold. The mortgage companies are talking about going to a 40-year mortgage rather than a 30. I don't want to paint a real evil picture here, but this is facts. This is what's happening now.
Right.
I think what's happening is America has got to the point where we've run out of money, we've run out of jobs, and the companies and especially the government is squeezing us for every nickel for their own survival. We're going to have to fight sooner or later. Our forefathers threw tea in the bay. I think we're going to have to start throwing politicians in the water now. It's coming to that. It really is. One man told me a couple months ago, I talked to him about this. He seems to be kind of nutty, but he made sense when he said, you know, people aren't going to do anything until they absolutely lose their house, lose their car, lose their income, and they're hungry.
That's right.
He says, then they will do something.
And the problem is they'll say they were blindsided and never saw it coming.
I never saw it coming, you know, and I'm watching people lose their houses every week here in Ohio. This used to be the manufacturing capital of the world.
And by the way, not too far north, if you're up around Erie, I lived in Sandusky, Ohio for, gosh, 26, 27 years.
Yeah.
We're smack dead between Cleveland and Toledo there. And a little farther to the northwest, we've got Detroit. I lived in Michigan for 19, 20 years. I have watched the auto industry absolutely being decimated. People up there, they're underreporting the unemployment rates in Michigan. And you want to talk about foreclosures, take a look at Michigan. I mean, they're whacking out thousands of jobs at a time. And people are they're suffering under this, but they don't know where it's coming from. They don't know why it's happening. And once we start to explain to them, that's when they will get together and, as you suggested, threaten to throw their politician in the water. Because at that point in time, they're going to realize that these people have been very, very busy selling us out. What loyalty do these people, these Congress critters, have in Washington, D.C., to you, sir, in Ohio, or to that auto worker up there in Michigan? They have none.
They've elevated themselves to royalty and they don't have a clue as to how the average person lives. They haven't done a hard day's work in their life. And I'm very disappointed in our government. I served in the military with honors, but I would tell anybody that's thinking about going in, don't do it. Because when I went in, and I did get an honorable discharge, they told me, don't worry about your health care. You're eligible now
right.
to receive veterans care. Guess what? One of the congressmen at the time voted to make veterans pay for their medicine.
That's right.
I think it was the same congressman that was the tie-breaking vote on taxing us on our Social Security, Al Gore.
Well, one of the VA facilities that I'm familiar with, Brecksville, Ohio, outside of Cleveland up there, that used to be a shining monument to veterans care.
Right.
It's nothing but a hole up there now.
They closed that, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they closed it. And they also closed up there that Ford made the Econoline over in Elyria. But there are so many places that I used to have a business for 30 years, and I went around to all different companies giving them service on their equipment. And, God, I could make a list of half a mile long of companies that are gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're gone. And there's no jobs here. And I was talking to a friend of mine who probably is listening and will call in, too. But people used to be making $7 and $8 an hour back in 1967, and the cars were only $3,000, fully equipped, nice car.
Now they're $20,000, and you're making the same amount of money.
You got it.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know, you know, how these people can afford a house for $100,000.
But you know what they're going to do? And I'll have to let you go, Gary. But
yes,
you know what they're doing? They're trying to hold on to their illusion. That's why we have the term latchkey children that popped up because we needed two income earners to maintain a standard of living, to pay for that mortgage, to pay for the car, whatever. And people will hang on to that illusion until it's absolutely gone. And I think you're right. Once they become homeless and jobless, that's when they're going to want something done. For those people, though, hopefully it won't be too late. But you're right. They're going to have to lose everything before they start to say, look, we've got a problem and we better start fixing it. Gary, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, a lot of good people, folks. The amount of people and the quality of the people that listen to this network always amaze me. You know, professionals. I mean, we've got lawyers. We've got police officers. We've got politicians even that listen to this program. And it's such a diverse group of people out there, and they're all saying the same thing. I've heard it over and over again. It's broke, and we damn well better fix it.
And to put in the statement you just said about the illusion, people are living on the illusion of hope that it can be fixed somehow or another.
Well,
and that's exactly what it is. It's an illusion. And well, that's a term that Patrick Henry used.
Well, and you know, I mean, let's just use the little example I gave. You know, I mean, I'm a Lions fan, a Detroit Lions fan. Do you know the last time that the Detroit Lions won a championship? I was 4 years old. It was back in 1957. I had to laugh. I saw a 57 Chevy rolling down the street the other day, and it was restored to perfect condition. And I looked at that, and I just had to laugh. Because that's the last time the Detroit Lions won. But you know what? You know why the fans keep going back to watch the game? Because every year it's a new year, and they have the hope that the Detroit Lions will do something better than they have for the past humpteen years. And folks, I mean, come on, let's get real about this. I mean, let's drop all this. I could do an hour show just on that. Let me shut up and go to the phones. LB in Wisconsin. Hello, LB.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, LB.
How you doing? John, we spoke earlier today.
Yes. We did speak earlier.
Yep. And I just wanted to invite people to the conference call tonight if they're interested.
Okay.
They can go to packandlaw.org and fill out the form, and I'll shoot them off the information to join the call tonight. If they're interested.
Okay.
And I think John's going to join us tonight.
Okay. Well, put out. Okay, you're talking about it, but nobody out there is listening. They don't know what you guys are talking about, so give out the contact number and put out the information.
Okay. Well, it's the information where they can get the conference call information is packinlaw.org, PACINLAW.org, okay? And on the homepage, there is a place to click on to conference calls. And when they send the information, I'll send them the information back off. They can join us tonight.
Okay.
And we're going to be going
and he does
over.
Have somewhat of a controlled people, so we're not just opening this up to anyone, just so you don't get hecklers and people of this nature getting on there. So
right.
There's a small control mechanism. And we'll be talking about exactly what we've been talking about here, is state national lawful government type Congress. How do we do it? And field people's ideas.
Yeah, I'm getting a little and I guess tired is the word that I want to use. And I don't want to bang the libertarians too hard out there because they saw problems with the Democrat and the Republican Party. But folks, I mean, come on. I mean, do we need a third or a fourth party?
Well, it's not going to work. Ross Perot tried to do that.
That's exactly right. And,
you know, it doesn't get you anywhere.
It,
I mean,
it doesn't.
The people have to realize this government is not lawful. And once they participate in it, they're subject to it. That's the simple long and short of it.
And Michael Badnarik, he's running for Congress now, but he's going to plug himself in right into that matrix. Rather than saying, okay, let's take the talent we have out there, let's brainstorm about this, let's become a coalition to be reckoned with, let's add to the numbers, and let's have, instead of a third party out there, let's have a couple of parties like we used to have, but this time, they're obeying the Constitution, federal and state constitutions. That's the key to this thing.
Right, exactly. I mean, these people like Ed and Eric are doing a disservice because they're making people register to vote that might not be voting, and, you know, they have a chance to skirt some issues.
And also, there's a certain perpetuation of the illusion of hope in
right.
these people that, hey, we can fix it if we can just get behind enough people behind these guys.
The only way it's going to get fixed is people not participating, and education.
Yeah.
That's what I've been about for about 8 years now.
And LB, and your name, you mind if I say?
No, it's Leonard Brett. I just use that as a handle.
Okay. And I have been of two minds about this, because there's issues that are on the ballot that down here in Texas, I mean, it could be anywhere in the United States right now, that people want to get in. They want to put their people in there. They're going to be friendlier to them, okay, friendlier to the Constitution, whatever the case may be. But you're exactly right. And I think until such time that the even people like maybe even Mr. Badnarik recognize that, wait a minute, this is not the solution to this problem. I'm going to take my talents and what I have learned, and I'm going to be in this group, you know, whether I lead it, whether I'm just a cheerleader, or whatever the case may be, rather than trying to fix the matrix, which will never be fixed. It's a self-correcting program out there. When it gets damaged, they simply make their repairs and they move on. Until such time that we have an entity to draw people in that can put asunder that which they have built, which is servicing nobody.
Well, except corporations.
Except corporations and the biggest corporation or your state or local corporation called your government, your city, your town, whatever the case may be. Until people like Mr. Badnarik look at this in its reality and say, okay, this is not the approach we need to take. We need bright people like Michael Badnarik. He's a smart guy. But evidently he's not smart enough yet to understand that you're not going to fix that matrix by voting in a congressman here or there.
Well, there might be some kind of prestige, too, for running, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, and people have egos. They have the sense of self-worth or whatever. People, you know, I understand that. But I'm not prepared to say that Michael Badnarik is like that because I don't know him well enough. But
That's why I said might.
Yeah.
I don't know the man either.
Yeah, but we've got to come to the realization that that system is broken. We can't fix it with a handful of people. You're just going to be throwing bodies at the machine that's going to grind you up.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call, LB.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks, LB.
Okay. Dalton in Tennessee. You're up next. Hello, Dalton. No, he dropped. Okay. Bob in Texas. Dalton, if you're still there, you notice I blow this break off in this last segment. So call back in, Dalton. We'll get you on. Bob in Texas.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling about two callers ago who said that he thought that ultimately we will have to do something most people won't act until they lose their houses.
Right.
Well, you know what I realize? We don't need the whole country. We need to be there for them if that situation ever occurs. We are the people that are going to be there for them.
That's right.
We're going to have the knowledge of what they need to do, how they need to do it. So we don't have to gather the flock right now. We just have to have some shepherds that are going to know how to deal with it when that time comes.
And, Bob, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in this movement long enough to know that you get slammed most of the time by everybody saying you're whack and why do you think there's a problem in everything. But as soon as there's a problem out there, like, you know, 9/11 or something of that, people start coming to you, hey, what's really going on? You know, you've built some trust. People whether we know it or not, we are building credibility to be there for the people that once they realize there's a huge problem, they will come to us.
And just realize that you may not be educating the world, but you're educating a bunch of people in different spots, and that's going to be good enough one day.
Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, look, I can't say it any better than you just did. We have to build the mechanism. If you build it, people will come. If you're there when times need, look, how did we get through the Depression? You know, wasn't neighbor out there helping neighbor? We don't even know who our neighbors are anymore.
We didn't have welfare, did we?
No, we didn't have welfare either. Yeah, we didn't have welfare. We didn't have the massive debt. We still had the industrial base in this country. We still had all the pieces of the puzzle to make it work. Those pieces are gone. And for those that are going to be homeless and jobless, which is going to happen to them, don't worry. That guy that just snuck across the border here 6 months ago or last year is going to be able to do your job. And he'll do it willingly and happily. He'll be a good little slave. He'll go in there and do it for half or a quarter or a third of what you did it for. So you're now expendable. So if you think you're going to get your house back, you better have another thought unless you want to move 15 of your relatives in with you. I mean, people are coming to the realization that this party is winding down, but they still don't know how it got broken. So I'm in agreement with you. We are going to be there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I appreciate your call very much, Bob. That's a salient point.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it is good. We have anybody else here? Okay. We got the lines clear. Okay, great.
All right.
Parting shot here, Mr. Ainsworth.
Well, I mean, we're kind of hitting on it. Is I agree with what a lot of the callers have said. Is, you know, we've got to move on. We've got this illusion. You know, what's it going to take? You know, the bottom line is more pain, and that's unfortunately part of who we are. There's an internal safeguard inside of all of us that has this rose-colored belief, and until we can learn to come to the belief that we got to deal with facts and what's reality. And history repeats itself, and there is a direction this country is going in, and it's clear and visible, and it's going to keep going in that direction until we say stop. And we've got to do something about it because the people in charge aren't, and that's proven. And so I agree with you, John. We need to have a resolution this year. We need to get involved. Quit talking. Time for talk is over. We need to get thousands and thousands and thousands of people involved, moving in a direction, and hopefully a lot of that stuff will start getting started with this show.
Well,
I think,
and
we're going in good direction.
Well, and that is true, and I just wanted to echo that sentiment. Look, I'll be the conduit, folks. I'm not necessarily going to be the band leader because somebody needs to be here to run the show, okay? So, but we will be a conduit. This network will be available for those people that are tired of complaining. They already know the problems. They've been suffering under for a number of years. They're wanting to take that next step. And don't sell your neighbor short, okay? He may not know exactly what's going on, but that doesn't necessarily mean he does not have the desire for a better day tomorrow. So we have all kinds of potential friends out there, not potential enemies. We have a lot of potential helping hands and friends out there. And there's going to be more people that are going to come into this that have the ability to do what's necessary to set the thing aright. It's not going to be an easy task. I'm not blue skying anybody out there. This is not going to be an easy row to hoe. I understand that, and you know that. But we must start, and we must start in earnest. And once we start, there's no turning back. But something magical is going to happen. Once people start seeing things happening, they're going to come to it. They're going to flock to it like crazy. So, folks, just as I hope the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl next year.
It's an illusion.
In reality, it's an illusion, but I enjoy the game, okay? And by the way, let me make another correction. I don't watch all the Pistons and the Spurs games. I only watch when the Pistons and the Spurs are playing. So you people down here in Texas, nah. At any rate, John Ainsworth, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you for
thank
all
you,
of what you're doing. NCRepublic.org, and throw out your number one more time.
My number is area code 704-563-4554.
All righty. And, John, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good, John.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
And, folks, we need to keep this thing going. Like I said, I'll be the conduit. I'll make some things happen. I will devote any time. Anything that we have to do to make that happen, but we've still got to stick around here. Your support for this network is of tantamount importance. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. Talk to the lovely lady on the other end of the line. Make your monthly support, your donation. Let's start something, folks. Aren't you tired of talking about it and hearing about it? Let's start doing something positive to get this thing on a roll in the year 2006. I know it can be done. And if you don't know that it can be done and you don't believe that it can be done, it won't happen. All right? We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.